Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's Word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our heart is to help men not just know Scripture, but to give them the tools they need to put it into practice so that they can stand firm in their faith. Well, today we are in the second episode of our series on Sola Scriptura, the importance and privilege of knowing God's Word. Last week we covered a little bit of the history of Sola Scriptura and how Scripture alone is an amazing gift from God to man. And today we're going to be looking at how Scripture aligns us and aligns our hearts to who God is. For a lot of us, we may have never really thought about this question: who is God? What are the attributes of God? And it's very common in our culture to kind of just come up with these ideas on our own or just from tradition, maybe things that we've heard in the past. There's also this idea often in Christianity that God was different in the Old Testament than he is in the New Testament. But all of these things are actually untrue. God, as his word says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has given us a glimpse into who he is through his word. And that's why it's essential for us to know the word. That way we can really know who God is. God isn't this distant figure who put things into motion. God wasn't this angry deity who was looking for destruction in the Old Testament and then decided that he was going to be a little bit nicer in the New Testament. God has always been the same. He's always been both judge and redeemer. He has always been our father and our friend. And this is why it's important for us to know Scripture and to understand who God has revealed himself. And that's why it's important for us to understand who God has revealed himself to be in his word. Now, the task of knowing God is a very big task. I mean, how can we, a finite creature, understand an infinite God? Well, the reality is we can never grasp the fullness of God. God is, in a sense, incomprehensible. But we can know him. We can know him to a point. And that knowledge that God gives us is true knowledge. We just can't know him fully because God is too big, and that's the beauty of our God. We will never get bored in worshiping him because God is so big, and there's always new that we can learn about him and that he will reveal to us for all eternity. But why does it matter? Why does it matter that we have a right view of God? Well, we cannot be the men we are called to be unless we have a right understanding of who God is. So God has revealed himself to mankind in a variety of different ways. Theologians really break this down into two main categories. We have what's called general revelation, and we have what is called special revelation. Now, general revelation is God revealing himself in his creation. There's something in the hearts of men that when we just look outside and we see the birds and we see the trees and we see the ground and we see all this creation, we just know that this is not an accident, that there's something greater. And this is what Romans 1 is alluding to when it says that all men have knowledge of God, that all men are aware that God exists. That's why they are without excuse when they don't worship him. That's why we are all guilty, because we know in our core as created beings that God is real and that God has revealed himself in his creation. And that's something that he has given to all mankind. But then God did something even greater. God revealed himself through special revelation. And he does this through his word. You see, our goal isn't to try to go up to the level of God. That's impossible for us as men. But what's amazing is that God stepped down and revealed himself to us through his word. And our goal as men, as leaders in our home, as theologians, all of us, regardless if you have a seminary education or not, we have the responsibility to teach our families who God is, the God who reveals himself in Scripture. In Scripture, we see God as a creator. We see God creating the heavens and the earth. We see God forming man in his image. And we're going to talk a lot about that next episode. We see God as just, but also merciful, that when man sinned, he still made a way to bring men back in unity with him. He's our savior. He's also our sustainer. as we see fully in the New Testament, that he is three in one and one in three. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as we see in Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8, that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. As Christians, as believers, we are called to reflect God's glory on the earth. But how are we going to reflect God's glory unless we know who God is? This is why reading our Bible on our own and studying it and praying for insights through the Holy Spirit is so important. If we're going to be able to do the things that God has called us to do, we have to know who God is. God isn't this deity created in our own minds and in our own images, but we are created in his image. And we are called to reflect his glory on earth, like we just said before. So men, I want to challenge you to begin to get into your word and to begin to ask this question: who is God? And how does his revelation of himself change the way that I view him and worship him? I want to challenge you to start taking action, to do the things that you need to do to learn more about God. I can give you some precepts here. I can point you in some amazing scriptures. Check out Malachi 3:6. Look at Hebrews 13:8. Read the creation narrative in Genesis 1 and 2. See how God responds to sin in Genesis 3. Read through Romans 1 and see how all men are guilty of sin and all men know that God exists, whether they accept that knowledge or not. But what are the things that you need to do to know more about God? What are the steps you need to take? I would encourage you to have a daily Bible reading plan. Most Bibles today have reading plans in the back, and then we have countless number of resources out there. And I would recommend that you don't do it on an app, but that you download it on your computer, print it out, and read in a physical Bible. Having your cell phone there is too much of a distraction. I will tell you right now, I cannot do it on my cell phone because I will get distracted. The last thing I want to challenge you in is how does this new understanding, as God begins to reveal himself more and more to you in his word, how does this impact your personal worship? How does this impact how you lead your family? How do you, as we've talked about before in Ephesians 5, you're supposed to wash your wives in the word? How does this new understanding of who God is change how you fulfill that call? What about your work? What about with your children? Having the right view of who God is and worshiping God in the ways that he has called us to worship him is essential for believers. If you're looking for help in this area, maybe you need help formulating a Bible study plan and somebody to hold you accountable. Maybe you need help implementing family worship in your home and somebody holds you accountable. This is exactly what coaching and mentoring is all about. If you'd love to learn more about that process and how we may be able to help serve you in this way, check out our website at reformedandredeemed.org.